I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So, Bince, real excited about that big win over the Patriots, right?
I mean, it doesn't really do anything for us. If you ask me, we still got to go out there and play good football. This isn't the Super Bowl. This isn't a playoff game. That's what I keep telling everybody. It's just another game. But I think it was significant because of who it was against. I think that's what made it really significant. We still got to go out there next week and take care of business against another high-powered offense.
The players downplaying a win to a certain extent doesn't surprise me. It's what they do. They focus on each game individually and then move on to the next one. They compartmentalize each week to week, and that's their job. That's what they're supposed to do. But the downplaying of this win over the Patriots that I've heard from a lot of people over the last 24 hours is, I'll be honest, shocking to me after the way we led up to that game and after the way the Steelers have been dominated by the Patriots for so many years. They finally go out, they get them, and then instead of, wow, the Steelers beat the Patriots, they look legit again, we get, ah, yeah, but Brady wasn't that good. Yeah, Vinny, yeah, but Gronk's the
Vinny
shell
Vinny
of himself.
Vici.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's interesting to me because it would have ruined your season the other way.
Absolutely.
And it still is the boogeyman that you couldn't get past all the time. I'll tell you where it spins forward for me is it's not just a ho-hum win if they win again on Sunday. On right. Monday, and we're going to be on vacation, but this city, and we're always on social media, though. So
yes,
you could check out the kind of the barometer of everything there, and we mm-hmm. could kind of go back and forth with you there. But it can't be. I don't care if it's 2-0 on Sunday. The reaction all through the week next week, if they beat New Orleans, can't be, well, you know, it's just it's a team that Drew Brees isn't playing all
right.
that well. The
Saints
last
aren't
three
that
weeks,
great in the last few weeks.
They're only averaging 16 points. Well, they're on top of the NFC Central. They're on top of the NFC Central. They're on top of the NFC right now. They're the number one seed. And whenever you looked at that schedule when it came out, Producer Matt, when does this league schedule come out for the NFL year?
Like it's May, right?
They have that reveal day now where they tell you it's going to come out.
After the draft.
Right. And so when that came out, didn't we look at that and say, wow, look at that two-week mm-hmm. span right there. The Steelers are going to be in it. And we even protracted it out and saying that last one might mean something because it's not the Browns.
Right.
How about the three at the end of the year?
Yes.
New England, New Orleans, and the Bengals. Wow. Look at and then the Bengals ended up being what they were. But
the
you
point
said,
still remains.
And the point remained when you look at it. Wow, if you could just split those two, probably going down the stretch mm-hmm. toward the end of the year, that how tough is the back end of that schedule? And that point, so that's why there's no poo-pooing this if they win. I don't care if it's 2-0. I don't care if it's 10-9. I don't care what it is. A win is a win is a win at this time of year. So I don't want to hear any of it.
What is it in a person's mind that look, I agree that we can sit and analyze the win over the Patriots, right? And we can look at it and say, yeah, Brady made these mistakes, and yeah, maybe Gronkowski isn't the same guy he was before, but the Steelers still won a game that normally they lose, right?
Deflating victories is, I don't know if it's centric, if it's just Pittsburgh centric. I don't know if it's something that is inborn with us. Like, it's the NFL. This isn't a quad A team playing a single
right.
A team. You're all on the same level.
But it was happening during the 6-game winning streak.
Yes.
We were getting texts and emails and tweets and people saying, yeah, but look at who they beat. And then when the 3-game losing streak got rolling, people came back and said, told you, look, they didn't beat anybody. Okay. But they won 6 in a row. And then after a 3-game losing streak, season on the line, on the brink, as it were, they beat the team they never beat in that situation, and they stopped the quarterback they never stopped.
Maybe we're reacting too much to a vocal minority, and
maybe
that's what it is. But I do think that the minority is bigger than in other places. And not having a cross-section of it, not really knowing. That's just a guess. It feels like you can't satisfy people here more than in any other place in the world.
And that brings
I don't get that.
And I don't. So what is enough then? Like, other than a parade
Super
down
Bowl.
The Boulevard
that's
of the Allies.
That's it. In this town, that's it. And you know what? That's not a terrible thing. It's not a bad thing.
At the heart of it, it's
an unrealistic thing.
Exactly. You can have that as a hope going into every season or a wish as a fan. Maybe not, hope and a wish makes it sound like you don't legitimately believe it can happen, but you can't have it as your bottom line expectation. Well, if they don't win a Super Bowl, it's a failure.
I don't mind that being going into each year the goal, but if you walk away from it and anything short is a disappointment, then you're just going to make yourself nuts.
Yeah.
Because you can't be that team every year. Is this a Super Bowl team? There were times in which this year I thought, no way in the world, especially when you lose to Oakland. But by virtue of what everyone else is, why not?
Right.
What elite team is there in the NFL right now? You know, we've been told all year that New Orleans might be. Okay, they scored 12 points last night.
Yeah.
You know, on the road, the pass, and now they're going to play at the Superdome. I get that. Or the Mercedes-Benz, whatever. But they played away from home. They were averaging 16 points the last 3 weeks. But are they elite? Do you look at them and you're like, they're going to blow everybody's doors off? The Rams are supposed to be great. They're the second, they're 11-3 right now, the second seeded team.
The Chiefs. Everybody's got a soft underbelly.
Who is that team that the Patriots used to be 2-3 years ago, Jim? Who is that? Who is elite right now?
There isn't. It's just, you know, you thought of just not long ago that you had you mentioned them, those three teams. And yet they've all, you know, now the Chargers right now, right? Mm-hmm. They're the quote-unquote best team in the league. You know, maybe the Bears. And you know what? If the Steelers somehow win their next two games, all of a sudden people will be talking about Pittsburgh again because the Steelers were in that group when they were winning six in a row.
You think last year, and this is a great point by texter Corey, he texts and sends a tweet actually. You think last year the Capitals talked about how the Penguins were down? Absolutely, positively not. You look at who's in front of you, you know mm-hmm. that team is the team that you couldn't get past, and you finally beat them, and you revel in it. You celebrate.
Yes.
And that was why some of the talk to me yesterday was bizarre.
Yeah.
Well, Brady's not what he was. Yeah, we all know that. Those factors are all true. But there's still that door you couldn't kick down.
They still got the monkey off the back.
Yeah, I think it's a great conversation to continue to have.
Yeah, because I'd love to know what's inside people's heads as far as what will be enough. If they go down to New Orleans and win,
enough? I don't care how it happens.
You mean like 12-9?
It's a 2-0. I don't care how it happens, Jim.
Well, that's what this game was.
Right.
You know, if you were told you were only going to score 17 against the Patriots, you would have thought, you know, we're going to lose by two touchdowns.
Oh, Ben was going to throw two interceptions, and you're going to leave it to your defense and your kicker. You going to win this game? That's what
against
happened.
Against the Patriots.
Yeah.
As a fan, are you enjoying this win? You vanquished the boogeyman, okay? You beat New England. You beat Tom Brady. You beat Gronk. You beat Bill Belichick. And there's still people saying, yeah, but I mean, they're not as good as, I mean, it's not the great Patriots teams. I mean, still texts coming in this morning.
Well, it goes to show that the NFL in this, not the NFL, this city, in this team, the Steelers team, it is a all or nothing proposition every single year. And I don't mind that. I don't mind that from a fan standpoint.
Yes.
But in the course of while it's going on, the road isn't always going to be 16-0.
Right. You got to savor the victories, and especially in a moment like Sunday nights. Like, the Patriots came in. They had just as much to lose as you did. Maybe they don't fall out of the playoff picture, but with that loss, they fall out of the first round bye. Your season's on the brink, and you beat them. Dave is in North Huntington. He joins us on the Fan Morning Show.
Hey, guys. I have a theory. I think, you know, they still only have a half a game lead. I mean, it's such a thin margin. So, okay, they won, but if they don't win out and Baltimore does, they're out of the playoffs.
Do you think Baltimore okay, hold on a minute. Do you think Baltimore's going to have a difficult time with the Chargers?
Yes, I do, come, but here's the thing. You never know what's going to happen, like I said, in this league. Did you think Steelers, well, based on history maybe, that they would have lost to Oakland?
No. I mean, look, it's absolutely positively okay to be worried, Dave. And I don't know if the Steelers will win out. It's a tough proposition to play in New Orleans for sure against that football team. But I found it weird the excuses a lot of Steelers fans found for why the Steelers beat the Patriots as opposed to giving the Steelers credit the other day.
Oh, I tell you what, I give them so much credit. Because they actually did what everyone has said they should have done for the last how many games against the Patriots. Played press coverage, man-to-man, did exactly what they should have done for once rather than stay in a zone.
I mean, so, they limited Tom Brady and the Patriots to zero touchdowns over the last 55 minutes of the game or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me you expected that. Tell me you're not shocked and surprised, pleasantly so, by the Steelers' defense showing up against the Patriots, by the Steelers' secondary getting a pick in a big moment against a great quarterback. Like, you need to enjoy that. I understand. Totally get. Yeah.
It's almost immediately met with, but they can't do it in back-to-back weeks, though.
Right.
Watch Breeze take them apart. They're going to get on that fast track down there, and these aren't the New Orleans Saints playing away from home. They're at home, and they're going to score 55 points on
They're still in first place. I know it's half a game.
I don't want to make it sunshine and roses. Believe me, the Steelers have a lot of warts. They're 8-5-1, but it did strike me some. I thought the tone and the tenor of the city would be really flying
celebratory.
High.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought tomorrow people were going to, or tomorrow, yesterday, people were going to be on cloud nine. Instead, everybody's saying, yeah, but Jason's in Carnegie. He's on the Fan Morning Show.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, Jason.
I was at the game, and I didn't see, you know, many of the Steeler fans that weren't excited, that weren't celebrating. We almost tore the stadium upside down that night. You know, so I didn't see much of that. But as for beating Brady, as for going down to New Orleans and beating Breeze next week, one of you guys touched on it a few minutes back. It's not a Triple H or a Quad A team beating up on core network Arlington. This is the NFL where everybody is paid to play, professional players. You know, like they say, any given Sunday. Me, myself, I'm still a nation until I die, which means I'm riding with us thick, thin, win, lose, or draw. And if there are any bitter Steeler fans about the way that we beat Brady, hey, just go somewhere, man, because we about to party over here. I'm not going to be the guy, you know.
Where's over here? Because I'm there. Jason, where's over here? Carnegie?
Right now, it's right outside the Fort Pitt Tunnel.
Okay, I'm going to come get you. I'm going to roll through.
We ride.
That is the kind of guy I want to operate with. That's my man.
Because here's the thing. From what we saw Sunday night when that team was putting away the Patriots, the place was going ape.
Yes.
Romo's commenting on how loud it is.
But then people started to get a grip of themselves. They're right. Like, but wait.
Everybody woke
wait,
up Monday
what's the big
morning.
Picture? What's the big picture? Gronk can't run anymore.
Brady's
old
72
slow.
Years old.
You know, and maybe are we guilty of it a little bit? Maybe at times, but I still think in the totality of this, this is a just get in and anything can happen right now.
Yes.
And more than every year.
And enjoy the fact that with the season on the line, you beat the big bad Patriots finally.
When did I become so positive?
Your head hurts, huh?
Yes. It's weird. All right.
412-928-93.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.